Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4:33 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ella, talking a little NBA basketball. And joining us now, former San Diego State men's basketball coach Steve Fisher is on the line. Coach Fisher, thank you for your time and coming on the show today.
My pleasure, Tony. Happy to be on with you and Chris.
So I assume that you got a chance to watch Kawhi and his heroics yesterday. What can you say about how good he has been in this playoff stretch?
Yes, we all watched. We were having Mother's Day at our house, and we had Mark and his wife Jill, the little guy Max, and Angie and I, and we delayed sitting down at the dinner table to watch the end of that game. It was absolutely sensational, the finale and what Kawhi did to win that game. It was terrific.
Coach, I've had some people tell me that when he was off last year and was hurt in the Spurs and the whole thing was going on, that he was doing a lot of practicing at Viejas Arena and just working on, just constantly working on his game. I don't think this comes as a surprise to anybody who follows Kawhi Leonard. But he said yesterday that he's practiced that exact move like hundreds of times, where he dribbles from the top of the key over to the right baseline and shoots a running jump shot like that. Does it surprise you or not surprise you to hear him say that he's practiced that shot a bunch of times before? Because I think people probably say it was a lucky shot. I don't think it was. I think it's all preparation when it comes to Kawhi Leonard.
Well, I've watched Kawhi go through a precise workout, and I've made the statement before, you watch him in the middle of summer working on his game, and he looks like he's preparing for Game 7 of the NBA Finals. So that statement from Kawhi, it's very believable for those of us that have seen how he works out with the diligence, the precision, the craftsmanship, all with the desire of getting better and doing things with a purpose that he knows that he will have an opportunity to do when game time comes.
Former men's San Diego State basketball coach Steve Fisher joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Coach Fisher, what's the one thing you have seen in Kawhi's NBA game that has improved most since he left the Aztec? And this is aside from shooting, because that's the obvious one is the shooting. But is there anything else that you've seen in his game in the NBA that has drastically improved since he left you at San Diego State?
No, Tony, you stole my line. The one thing that he has taken to a level that's really, really significant now is his perimeter shot. Mm. And people, when he came out of high school, people said, well, he's a tweener. He's not quite skilled enough to be a perimeter player, not big enough to be a inside player. And we said, this guy's a player. He can play anywhere. And statistically, he was not a great three-point shooter. But he worked. And I think they're standing in line now to take credit for helping Kawhi.
I'm sure they are.
Kawhi is the one that needs to step up and say, I'm the reason I'm a better shooter. Others may offer advice, but Kawhi is a better shooter because of Kawhi. And that's the thing that he's improved on the most. What is asked of him now this year with Toronto is to do more. They want him to shoot the ball. What did he take, 39 shots? He took too many shots yesterday.
Yeah.
So others need to step up and say, Kawhi, show us the way, but we need to be a part of what we're doing if they want to ultimately win an NBA championship. He needs to be the leader, but everybody needs to perform like they did in maybe game five when they had so many people in double figures. But he's a remarkable young man who has taken great pride in saying, there's more I can do. Yeah. I can get better. You get to the NBA, and some say, I've made it, and they never get better. He is intent on, probably without saying, he wants to be the best that's ever played.
Yeah, I think he does. And I think that he gets he doesn't even get into the conversation when they talk about the best players in the league until somebody brings him up. And then somebody will say, oh, yeah, he's got to be in the conversation for one of the best players in the league. Coach D. Fisher is with us. Coach, you know him as well as anybody. There's certainly a lot of questions out there as to what he may or may not do in the offseason. I know you certainly can't predict, and I'm sure he hasn't confided in you, but both Tony and I think Toronto's probably a pretty good place for him because he just loves to play. He doesn't need a lot of the media attention and doesn't care about all that scrutiny and, you know, all the popularity. He just likes to play basketball. To me, he would be pretty sharp to just stay right there in Toronto and just keep on playing the way he is. What do you think?
Well, you're right. I've not talked to him at all about that, and I would hesitate to speculate in terms of what he might do or what would be best for him to do. I think only Kawhi can make that decision, and there'll be a lot of factors that enter into it. You know, he now has a second child, Kawhi Jr., that I think is about 3 months old now. And so he'll have a lot to deal with when the season ends, and hopefully that won't be for quite a while before he will make a decision. I will say that winning yesterday certainly has to keep Toronto in the picture of a spot where he might wind up being next year. But we'll just have to wait and see. I'll be like everybody else. I'll be anxious to see what he chooses to do. Obviously, he will be paid a lot of money to play for somebody.
Coach Steve Fisher joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, former men's San Diego State basketball coach. Coach Fisher, you talked a little bit about Kawhi's leadership. Has he always been the leader that we see now, or is this something he's really grown into?
You know what grated on me and grinded me a little bit is when I heard out of the San Antonio camp, people say, well, Kawhi's not a leader.
Yeah.
And that could not be further from the truth. Kawhi has never been a boisterous, vocal, yell it out to the world leader. Kawhi leads by example. He's someone that desperately wants to win when game time starts. He's someone that will give to get. I don't think that scoring 35 points a game is something that he feels like should define him. Winning is what has always defined Kawhi Leonard. He did it in high school. He did it for the Aztecs. He did it when he was in San Antonio, and he's doing it with Toronto. That's the leadership that is beyond reproach and is as good as there is in the league.
Well, for all of the things that you did and continue to still do for San Diego State University, bringing Kawhi Leonard to the Aztecs was one of your best moves ever, Coach. And it's just fun for us, all of us former Aztecs and Aztecs for life, to just keep watching him perform and do what he does. And yesterday was one of the great highlights. Thanks for coming on and just sharing a few moments with us, and enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Great always talking to you, and it was fun seeing you the other night, too. Always good to bump into you.
It was nice to see you guys at the wedding. So it was really, really neat. And isn't it great to have the nation talk about Kawhi Leonard from San Diego State when they mention all the great things that he's doing right now?
Yeah, that's
brings a smile to my face every time I hear it.
Every time.
Me too.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, man.
Thanks,
right,
Coach.
There he is, the great Coach Steve Fisher right there.
SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates. Equal housing opportunities. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.